Never in human history has so few taken so much from so many as America's Illuminati and their warlords of Wall Street and Washington. In just 8 years, these banksters and international government gangsters took us from the greatest creditor nation to the largest debtor nation on Earth. Our standard of living has dropped like a rock for 4 out of every 5 Americans. They have foreclosed on our homes, our farms, our factories. They've exported your jobs and surrendered our arms.
They want
a new world order. A new world order. A new world order. A new world order. The Illuminati want you to be a slave from birth to grave. The banksters own the Federal Reserve. It's private. They own it. It's neither federal nor a reserve. The cashers make that fiat funny money stuff you call dollars for 2 pennies. They lend it back to us at full face value. Then charge you interest. You get the debt. They get the interest. They get the gold. You get the debt.
Oh, yes, they do. You're listening to The Hour of the Time. I'm William Cooper, the most dangerous radio host in America, according to William Jefferson Clinton, as expounded upon when Rush Limbaugh read the White House memo naming me as such on his radio broadcast shortly after the Oklahoma City bombing. Not too long after that, President Clinton sicked the entire might of the all of the federal agencies of the United States government on me and my little family. And the result is I'm at war with these subversive bastards. And by God, I'm going to win. Tonight, I want to talk about something that happened the other night. I'm going to have my say on this. I don't care what anybody thinks. Because somebody's soul is in mortal danger. That means if he doesn't get his act straight, he's in danger of losing his immortal soul for all eternity. I'm not going to preach to you, but those of you who are not Christians may not want to listen to this broadcast unless you're curious about what Christianity really means, because I'm not going to preach to you. I'm just going to tell you the truth about the Christian religion and about what happened the other night when this young man called and tried to disrupt this broadcast by preaching. And what you're going to learn tonight is the reason why I will absolutely not allow anybody to come on this broadcast and preach to anybody else. And so, all of those of you who have an open mind and want to learn something, I would encourage you to stay tuned. If you are of any other persuasion, I encourage you to turn off your radio or turn to another channel and listen to somebody else, or go to bed, or, you know, whatever you want to do. And for those of you who might want to object to this, stick it in your ear. I pay for this broadcast. It's my free speech outlet, and I'll say what I damn well please, whether you like it or not. So it will do you absolutely no good to protest whatsoever. The other night, a young man called into this broadcast, and during the conversation, he used the topic to bait me into an argument on religion. And the reason he did that is that he wanted to somehow, through this input, convert the listeners to his point of view, as far as religion is concerned, and his understanding of what Christianity really is. Well, I don't allow this on this broadcast, and so after it became evident what he was trying to do, and after he absolutely refused to accept my parameters for the way this broadcast is conducted, I cut him off the air. He called later and attempted to make me believe and make the listening audience believe that Jesus said, quote, "I will rule over the affairs of men," end quote. He accused me of not knowing Jesus. He accused me of being a liar. Well, I do know Jesus, and immediately, as soon as he said that, I knew that Jesus had never made that statement ever, under any circumstances, period. And the young man became literally obnoxious, combative, attacking, called me a liar. Well, because I don't like to be wrong, and there's always the possibility that any human can be wrong, immediately after the broadcast, I went to my concordance, and I looked up every one of those words. I looked up I looked up will, I looked up I will rule over, I skipped the, looked up affairs, skipped of, and looked up men. I looked up all those words. I went to every verse that my concordance said that these words appeared in. And just as I said on the air, Jesus never spoke those words ever. Not ever, not once. Not only did Jesus not speak those words, but nobody else in the Bible ever spoke those words and never spoke anything even close to those words. Nobody. Period. But because of those words, I know a few things about the young man who called, and I hope that he's listening. I'm not conducting this broadcast. I'm not doing this to hurt him. I'm doing it in the hopes that it may save his immortal soul. Because unless he's listening and he understands what I'm going to tell him tonight, when he dies, his soul will die with him, and he will be condemned for all eternity. If he's a Christian, and if he believes in the Christian religion. For those of you who don't, I'm not talking to you. You have the freedom to believe whatever you wish. I'm not preaching to you. I'm not talking to you. I'm not trying to convert you. I am talking to this young man who professes to believe in the same religion that I believe in. He said, "I did not know Jesus." The truth is, I know Jesus. I know Jesus so well that I knew instantly when he uttered those words that Jesus never spoke them, ever. Now, just to be on the safe side, just in case my concordance was wrong, I started at the beginning of the New Testament, and I did not stop until I finished all of the books of the entire New Testament, which was in late afternoon the following day. I did this because I'm a man, and I could be wrong. The concordance was written by men. The concordance can be wrong. There's always the possibility of a mistake. And where someone's immortal soul hangs in the balance, you can never, ever be too careful. And so I did that for him. And I did not find one instance in the entire New Testament, every single book, where anybody, not Jesus, not anybody, ever said those words. But I do know a lot of things from what the young man said and tried to attribute to Jesus. And I'm going to open the phones and see if you know these things also. What was Jesus' main concern when he was on this earth? And what was the biggest concern that he expressed to his disciples and to those he taught? The phones are open, 520-333-4578, through this interaction with the listening audience, with Christians who are out there who know. I'm going to try to save this young man. Now, if he was not a Christian, I would not be doing this, because I cannot and will not ever try to foist my religion on anyone else. But he said he's a Christian. And I'm telling you right now, he's not. He wants to be. And so this is what we're going to do. What was Jesus most concerned with while he was here on this earth? 520-333-4578. That's the number. I'm going to be very kind to everyone tonight, so don't be afraid to call. It's very clearly spelled out in the New Testament. Jesus made it very plain what he was most concerned with. And we all know the ultimate result of his ministry and where that has taken all of us who believe in his teachings. 520-333-4578. If you're a Christian, you have to know this. If you don't know it and you're afraid to call, then you can't possibly be a Christian. You're fooling yourself. And nobody's calling. See how afraid you are? Let's try this one. Good evening, you're on the air.
Oh, not that afraid.
Well, most people are. You're a brave soul.
Well, I'm going to take a shot.
You're breaking the ice, and that takes a lot of courage, I got to tell you, and I admire you for that. Go ahead.
I think his main thing when he was on this earth is that he wanted us to love our neighbors, to love our God. And then the number two was to love our neighbors.
Absolutely. Absolutely 100% correct. He was not concerned with the affairs of men. He was concerned only with our relationship with God. And number two, with our relationship with each other. But he was not concerned with the affairs of men. He was not concerned with governments. He was not concerned with the laws and the rules and the regulations and all of these things of men. He was concerned with God's law. Am I correct?
Yes, I believe so.
Well, I'll tell you what. You were absolutely right on the money, and I'm so glad that the first caller had it right. Thank you for calling.
Okay, Bill. Good night.
Thank you so much for calling and so much for being. You were right. Absolutely. That's exactly what he said. Now, what did Jesus say his kingdom was? What did Jesus say his kingdom was? Or is, I should say. Because it's not past tense, it's forever. If you're a Christian. What did Jesus say his kingdom is? Forever, for all eternity. Good evening, you're on the air.
Ed from Connecticut. When Jesus was asked whether or not we should pay taxes, or whether the people should pay the taxes to Rome, he said, well, show me a coin. And they did, and he said, whose head is on that coin? They said, Caesar's head. Jesus said, render unto Caesar that which is Caesar's. Render unto the Lord that which is the Lord. Which again reinforces your point just made.
Absolutely. And
thanks for letting me on.
You're 100% correct. So that demonstrates that Jesus could not possibly have been interested in the affairs of men. He was interested only in the affairs of the relationship between man and God. Thank you for calling.
Right. Cheers.
520-333-4578 is the number. Where was his kingdom? Where is his kingdom? That's the next question. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hello, Bill. The other evening when the gentleman did call, one of the first things that I did after the program, I didn't go after it as heavily as you did, but I tried to find something similar. And in Luke 4:6, it says, and I'll read it from my Bible, and the devil said to him, to you I will give their glory and all this authority, for it has been given over to me, and I will give it to anyone I please. So he might be confused about who the author was and what the actual words were, but it sounds more like Satan's words than Jesus's.
Absolutely correct. The young man is worshiping Satan, who has appeared to him in the guise of Jesus, and that's exactly what has happened. Who is the Lord of this world?
Exactly.
Who is the Lord of this world?
Jesus.
No.
Oh, I'm sorry, yes, but...
Well, absolutely not. Jesus is not and never was the Lord of this world.
And
who is the Lord of this world? Absolutely. Satan, Lucifer, is the Lord of this world. Who is concerned with the affairs of men?
Only Lucifer could be concerned with
that. Only Lucifer, Satan. Who is concerned with ruling over the affairs of men?
Only Lucifer could be concerned with anything that has to do...
Absolutely.
If you love the world, you cannot love me.
That's exactly right. Jesus said, if you love the world, you cannot love me. Absolutely correct. You are 100% right. This man has fallen into the deception. This is the age of deception. This is the age of Lucifer. This is the age of Satan if you are a Christian and if you believe in the Christian religion. If you don't, you don't have to listen to any of this.
Exactly.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're 100% correct. You see, there are some people who understand what Christianity really is. They understand what this is all about. Most of you haven't got a clue. Who does Lucifer masquerade as? Who does Lucifer pretend to be? Good evening. You're on the air.
Yes. Hi, Bill. This is Ken from Michigan.
Hi, Ken.
Lucifer, Satan, comes as an angel of light, the word says.
Yes. And who is Jesus?
Who is Jesus?
Yes.
Jesus is God incarnate.
In God incarnate. But what did he say about himself? Who did he say he was? He said, I am the bright and morning star, didn't he?
Yeah.
And who does Lucifer say that he is?
I think the same thing.
The same thing. He masquerades as Jesus. He fooled this young man. Someone teaching this young man Christianity was an agent of Lucifer, an agent of Satan, and was teaching this young man, I will rule over the affairs of men, pretending to be Jesus, and was in fact Lucifer, or Satan.
With respect to your other question about Jesus' kingdom, he said, my kingdom is not of this world.
That's right. My kingdom is not of this world. So why would he be concerned with ruling over the affairs of men?
Well, that's a common misconception.
No, boy, you got that right. There are so many people running around parading, masquerading as Christians, as Satan masquerades as Jesus, and they haven't got a clue.
Right.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you, sir.
So, who was this young man worshiping? Who is his God? Who is his Savior? Who put him up to coming on this broadcast, masquerading as a Christian, to attempt to say that I don't know Jesus? Who did that to him? Who was it? 520-333-4578's the number. Who was it? Who did that to him? Was it Brother Stair, the false prophet? Was it Pete Peters, the raving, maniacal racist? Who was it that stood in some pulpit somewhere and led this young man right directly straight into the hearts and the control and the subjugation of exactly the opposite of whom he believes he is worshiping? Good evening, you're on the air. Chicken plucker. Chicken plucker is my way of saying coward politely. Don't call if you don't want to get on the air. Who was it? Who led this young man down that path? Who have you heard on the air or in a pulpit or in a church preaching that Jesus said, I will rule over the affairs of men? I know who it is. I've heard him say it over and over and over again. Who was it? Robert Schuller in the Crystal Cathedral? Who was it? Billy Graham? Who was it, folks? I know that many of you have heard those exact words uttered by people who pretend to be preaching the Christian religion when in fact they are the agents of Satan. Who was it? Do you have the courage? Do you have the guts to name these people? It's not just one. It's not just one. Well, I'm not going to name them. I want you to discover who they are on your own. You've heard the praise. If you haven't heard it, you know it now. And whenever you hear it, you will know who these people are. Good evening. You're on the air.
Good evening, Mr. Cooper. Was it Billy Graham?
Well, don't ask me. I'm asking you. I'm not going to tell you. If you've heard it, you know. If you haven't heard it, you will know when you hear it who your enemies are.
Yeah.
I'm not going to tell you. See, part of the purpose of this broadcast and part of my purpose is to make you think, to make you discover, to make you research, to make you look, to make you get up off your ass and find out who your enemies are. So there are some things that I will lead you toward, but I will not revelate for you.
Yes. Well, my point is that it's kind of difficult to...
It's not difficult at all. If you're a Christian, if you know Jesus, if you have read the Bible, if you know what he said, if you understand the meaning of what he said, when you hear them and when you see what they do, from their fruits ye shall know them.
I understand. And that's why I generally stay away from the so-called, ones that are preached on television and read.
And radio.
That's what's important. I mean,
why would a Christian who is involved in trying to preserve and save his immortal soul for all eternity listen to someone in some pulpit or on some TV show or on some radio broadcast tell him or her what they should believe about Jesus or about the Christian religion when it is all laid before them in the New Testament?
Well, that's the thing. That people would rather that other people do their work for them. And a lot of these ministries are doing that. They're not.
Oh, they would trust their immortal soul for all eternity to the mistakes of others. Or to the agenda of others, or to the intentional subversion of their soul and the condemnation to eternal death of their soul. By someone else, because they're too lazy to open a book and read it?
Yeah,
you're absolutely correct.
As well as history also, like the way you inspired me in reading books also. But we're on the subject of Christianity and what our Lord and Savior is about in our life and how he works to us.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the issue. If we stay in the Word, then we don't have to,
That's right. If you want to know what Jesus said, and I've said this a million times on this broadcast, if you want to know what Jesus said, don't go to church and wait for the guy standing behind the pulpit to tell you. Crack the book and read what he said. It's written in English. It's easy to understand. If you don't believe the words that are written there, and I'm telling you, you shouldn't, then there are many various and sundry ways for you to confirm it all the way back to the original Aramaic, the original Hebrew, the original Greek. It's not beyond your ability to do it, and you don't even have to know those languages.
Exactly. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling.
Bye-bye.
What I'm trying to tell you, folks, get your asses out of churches. Get your eyes in the book. If you want to know what Jesus said and you want to be a Christian, follow Him. Follow Him. Not Pete Peters. Not Robert Shuler. Not Billy Graham. Not Jerry Falwell. Not Pat Robertson. If you don't have the intelligence to read what Jesus said and understand what He meant, then you don't even belong in the category of Christian. Good evening, you're on the air.
Yes, Mr. Cooper, how you doing?
I'm doing great tonight. I'm in rare form, and I'm spitting fire, and I am just so absolutely bent on bringing that young man back into the fold because he's fallen into the arms of Satan.
Well, I guess the only thing I can say is from Old Testament in Daniel, chapter 21.
The Old Testament does not apply in Christianity, period.
Well,
if you're a Christian, you have to understand Jesus was God incarnate on this earth.
Right.
Now, if you don't believe that, you're not a Christian. If you do believe that, you have to understand that every word out of the mouth of Jesus superseded and took the place of everything that came before. If God talks, you better listen. And what did He say?
Now, do you believe that Christ is God, though, sir?
Pardon?
Do you believe that Jesus Christ is God?
Absolutely.
Well, it says here, God ruleth in the kingdom of man, and that He appointed over it whomsoever He will.
God created man, and God did appoint over it whoever He will. And He appointed Satan to be the ruler of this world.
Right. But what I'm saying is, Mr. Cooper, is that God being a sovereign God is not taken, nothing takes Him by accident. He's never surprised by anything.
Nobody said He was.
But that's what I'm trying to say. If I, as a believer, understand that God is a sovereign God, I know that He protects me totally.
No. He doesn't protect you totally. Did you read Job? Did you read the book of Job? What did He do to Job? Baloney! Job won the argument. Job had the guts to stand up and argue with God, and he caused God to change His mind. God was persecuting Job, and Job didn't understand why.
No, He allowed Satan to go and persecute Job.
No, He didn't allow Satan to go and persecute Job. He said to Job, I am doing this.
No, if you read...
I already read it. Are you going to be like this other guy? I'm going to have to do a show on you too. I've already read it. I know exactly what happened. Job was being persecuted by God, not by Satan.
So who's more powerful than Satan or God?
God.
Well, then why should I, as a believer, say that Satan is
more powerful? I would say, from what I've already heard, you're not a believer. You're a pretender. You're not a believer at all. You're challenging God's supremacy over Satan. And if you're doing that, you're not a believer.
Well, God is supreme over Satan.
Well, that's not what you just said. You just challenged.
God is supreme. I was going
you just said, why should I believe? You should know why you should believe.
Well, I believe because Christ revealed Himself to me. That's why I only believe. I didn't believe because I made a decision to believe.
Well, you have to make the decision to believe. It has to be your free will. Nobody exerts any force over you to falsely believe.
But how can a dead person believe? The Bible says a person is dead in trespasses and sin. How can a dead person believe?
You don't understand, a person living in sin is dead.
He's spiritually dead, yes.
Dead, that's what it's talking about. It's not talking about a person who has died physically. See, you don't understand the scripture. It's talking about a person dead in sin, living but dead in sin, dead to all eternity, not saved. Has no salvation until what?
Until Christ reveals Himself to him.
No. No.
John?
No.
John 5:25 says the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God.
That's right. But it's not until Christ reveals Himself to them. It's until they believe. Whosoever believeth in me shall have everlasting life. Christ can reveal Himself to billions of people, and most of them still will not believe.
Well, then are
you must believe first.
Are we stronger than Christ, though, Mr. Cooper? Are we in our own power stronger than Christ?
It's not a battle between us and Christ. It is whether we will accept of our own free will the belief in Christ. It has nothing to do with who is stronger or who is weaker. Christ did not come here to force you to believe in him. He came here to offer you salvation. It's up to you whether you take it or not. It's not a struggle of strength between you and Jesus. It never was and never will be. That's not it. You are living in some kind of deception. You think this is a struggle in strength, and
it's
not.
Because the Bible says he will make us willing in the day of his power.
He will not make you anything. You have to be willing. It has to be a free will choice.
Yeah, but no one will, Mr. Cooper. No one will.
That's bullshit, because I am already willing, and you're saying no one will be willing? I am willing. Millions of others are willing. You've already been proven wrong.
Well, how do you know you're a true believer then? Just because you've made a decision to follow Christ?
Let me tell you once again. Whomsoever believeth in me shall have everlasting life. I believe in him.
But he that believeth not is condemned already.
That's right.
So you have to, you're already, a person's already in a state of condemnation.
You are condemned already until you believe. There's always salvation. You can choose salvation anytime you want. And I've already got you pegged, my friend. You're not a Christian.
Okay, that's what you think. That's fine.
Oh, I know that you're not a Christian. Do you believe in Jesus? Do you believe in Jesus? Do you believe in Jesus? Do you accept him as your Savior?
Sir, why do you have to?
You see what I mean? Satan sends his agents. If he really believed in Jesus, he would have said a simple yes. That was an agent of the enemies of Christianity attempting to sabotage this broadcast. Doesn't work. Any of you who ever want to accuse me of not knowing Jesus, you're making a big mistake. Big mistake. If you think that I cannot identify the agents of evil, you're making a big mistake. If you think when you call, after just a few sentences, I don't know which side you're on, you're making a big, big mistake. Big, big mistake. You cannot sabotage this broadcast. You can't do it. It's impossible. Absolutely impossible. And when you set out upon that task, you have become a fool. 520-333-4578 is the number. Now, if you're listening, and if you're the young man who called the other night, you owe me an apology. You committed blasphemy by attributing to Jesus words that he did not say. You owe Jesus an apology. And I think it's time for you to call in and make those apologies and do something to bring yourself into the fold that you want to belong to, and then go find somebody who really understands Christianity and who really can lead you down the right path and get yourself straight. Because this whole broadcast is not about anybody out there. I put my entire credibility on the line because there's so many people who hate Christians and will hate this broadcast, and will hate me for conducting this broadcast. I've done it simply for your own single immortal soul. Good evening, you're on the air.
Mr. Cooper.
Yes.
You are following a Christ, but not the Christ of the Bible.
Well, no, that's not true.
Yeah.
Are you the man who called the other night?
No, I'm not. Actually.
Okay, then what are you talking about?
Well,
explain yourself.
Simple. Christ didn't like the fact that people race mixed.
Pardon?
Christ did not condone race mixing.
Oh, you're a follower of Pete Peters. Christ never said that, not once, ever. He never mentioned race. You know what he said? He said, whosoever believeth in me shall have everlasting life. He didn't say, whosoever believeth in me that's white shall have everlasting life. He didn't say, whosoever believeth in me who is a Jew shall have everlasting life. He didn't say, whoever believeth in me who is black shall have everlasting life. He didn't say, whoever believeth in me is Asian shall have everlasting life. He said, whosoever believeth in me shall have everlasting life. Are you calling him a liar?
Who was he talking
to? Are you calling him a liar?
Who was he talking to?
It doesn't matter. He said, whosoever. Do you know what that means? That means without qualification. Whosoever believeth in me shall have... This is my broadcast. I'm asking the questions. You answer. Do you understand what whosoever means?
Yeah.
What does it mean? Do you understand English?
Perfectly well.
Then it has no qualification, does it?
Well, the thing is, you see...
No, I ask you a question. Does it have a qualification?
Well, of course it
does. Does it have a... What?
What is...
Whosoever has a qualification? It means anybody. Anybody!
Mr. Cooper.
Yes.
Whosoever I am speaking to.
No, that's not what he said. He didn't say, whosoever I am speaking to, you guys standing directly in front of me, you white guys who believe that you are the Jews claiming to be the Israelites when you're not and you can't even speak the Hebrew language, you guys are the only ones that can get salvation. He didn't say that.
Mr. Cooper.
Did he say that?
The Bible
did
says,
he say that?
Are you
going to
let me see?
No, I'm going to ask you a question. Did he say that?
He said.
Did he say that? Did he say that?
Did he say what?
You heard what I said, didn't you? Did he say that?
Well,
did he say, whosoever I am speaking to standing in front of me, you white guys down there are the only ones that can inherit the kingdom of heaven? Did he say that?
The Bible
did he say that?
The Bible says that.
No, did Jesus say that? In that passage, did he say that?
Well, of course not.
That's right, you scumbag, sucking, puke-faced, lying creep. Who the hell do you think you're talking to? I know the English language. Whosoever believeth in me shall have everlasting life is not qualifying. It means anybody. Black, white, purple, green, Asian, American, Indian, Eskimo, black. Oh boy, I bet that crawls under your skin, doesn't it? Whosoever believeth in me shall have everlasting life. And if you don't understand that and you contradict it, then you're calling Jesus a liar. And if you call Jesus a liar, you're dead for all eternity. And I don't mean your physical body. I mean all of you. Your soul. Everything. Good evening. You're on the air. Hello? Goodbye. Chicken plucker. 520-333-4578 is the number. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hi, Mr. Cooper. There's one other thing that... I don't know. It was very important to Jesus to get across, and that was what he felt very strongly about. And probably the most strong thing he said was with the scripture lawyers and the Pharisees.
Yeah.
He didn't have very nice things to say about them.
No, and the guy that just called before is one of them.
Well,
they're people who twist the meanings. And make it turn out the way that they think it should be, rather than the way it really is.
Right, and I'm sure those people are just happy warming pews and celebrating the solstice and Ishtar and all the rest of it.
Oh, absolutely, that's what they're all about.
But anyway, I just wanted to add that because that was kind of a strong part. I mean, everybody thinks of Jesus is Mr. Nice Guy, but those parts of the Bible, he came down on them really hard. So.
Yeah, that's true. What else did he say that was really important? I mean, it was one of the greatest things that stood out in his whole ministry. Love thy neighbor as thyself.
Right.
And in those days, in that part of the world, your neighbor could be anybody. It wasn't a racially pure area. They were trading with the world. There were Romans there. There were Philistines there. There were Samaritans there. There were people from everywhere, all over the place. What did he say? He didn't say, choose a place where just your color of skin and just your people, your race, and your tribe lives. He said, love thy neighbor as thyself. He said, whosoever believeth in me shall have everlasting life.
It's true. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling. 520-333-4578. Now, I'm not preaching to you guys. I'm telling you what I understand about Christianity. And I think I'm pretty much right on the money. If you really want to know, read what Jesus said. You see, if you're a Christian, that means you follow Jesus. Not the preacher, not the minister, not the Pope, not the Old Testament, but Jesus. And if you follow Jesus, you better know what he said. You better understand it. You better believe it. And you better teach it. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yeah, if I could, I'd like to get your take on Revelation 2:9 and Revelation 3:9. And whether or not that contributes to some of the anti-Semitism that some Jewish scholars and lay people feel is in the New Testament.
Well,
thank you.
Well, wait a minute. Read them to me. Have you got them there?
Yeah, I have the Bible right here.
Okay.
Revelation 2:9 says, I know thy works, this is King James, and tribulation and poverty, but thou art rich. And I know the blasphemy of them which say they are Jews, but are not, but are the synagogue of Satan.
Yeah.
3:9, behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan, which say they are Jews and are not, but do lie. Behold, I will make them to come and worship before thy feet and to know that I have loved thee.
That's right. You're absolutely correct. And you know, it's not that you're correct. The scripture is correct. There are people in the world who claim to be Jews and are not. And one of them is Pastor Pete Peters in the Christian Identity Movement. They claim to be the nation of Israel, and they are not. Jew is a religion. They are not. They never were. They never will be. Jew is not a race. It's not the white race. It's not the Shemite race. It's a religion. And they are not Jews. There are also people who were born into the Jewish religion, but have become worldly. Or what we call what? What do we call people who are no longer religious? Hello, are you still there?
A spiritual, a religious.
No, yeah,
atheist.
Well, a religious, atheist, yeah, but there's another word.
But that's their theism, though.
Yeah.
They have a theology, it's just atheism, so they are with a theory.
Ah, but it's not. It's humanism.
True enough.
Really what their thing is. And they claim to be Jews, but they're not. They're not Jews. They don't belong to the Jewish religion. They don't believe in the Jewish religion. They believe in secular humanism. And the word I was looking for was secular, worldly, of this world, not of heaven, not of God, not of the spiritual realm. They're secular. Anyone who is secular is not of the realm of God, period. And that's where you find these people. And then you find people who pretend to be religious, pretend to be worshiping God. They're really worshiping Satan, and they claim to be Jews. In particular, they claim to be the nation of Israel. They don't even speak Hebrew. They don't speak Aramaic. Those languages are foreign to them. Even way back in their history, they have no conception. They are pretenders. They're liars. They're really following Satan, Lucifer. And they are really dividing this world into an ultimate conflict. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
520-333-4578. You want to know what a Jewish person really believes? Tune in to Dr. Laura Schlesinger. She's a Jewish person who believes in God, and you will be absolutely amazed that she supports almost every single thing that we believe in. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hello, Bill.
Yes.
Listen, it's really nice to hear you tonight talking on a little bit different subject, but the same subject nonetheless, and that is what's really going on, and it's a holy war here.
Yep, you're absolutely
and
correct. It's
you,
a battle between...
You know what? Good for you to cast out that demon by asking him that question, because God tells you to test the spirits, all spirits. I cast them out of my house
My wife thought I was crazy. I said, it's true. He says, a war for our souls.
That's right. That's exactly
right. Things I wanted to share with you, Bill. I did go over to the U.S. Marshal site, and lo and behold, you dropped down in popularity a little bit, but nonetheless, you were definitely there on the fugitive list.
Oh, yeah. Armed and dangerous.
Oh, yeah. You son of a pug, were you?
Yep. Well, I am armed and dangerous.
Well,
and I have the right to,
yes, you do,
to defend myself.
Not
to I am armed, and anyone who would come against me unlawfully, unconstitutionally, I will defend myself, and if necessary, I'll kill the bastards.
And that's a right, not a privilege.
That's absolutely a right, not a
most
privilege.
People are, that's how they're getting duped. They think that these things are all privileges and everything.
Yeah. And I'm free. I'm a free man because of it.
And I am too.
And they're scared to death of me. Because if they come up this hill, a lot of them are never going to live to collect their retirement, and that's the only reason they took the job.
And that's the truth. That is true. At the rate they're going right now, there's not going to be any retirement anyway.
Yeah, that's right. But they keep pissing Americans off. None of them will survive.
How about this vote scam here? The thing that impresses me the most is the earnest support that they put behind telling you how they want justice to prevail and everything like that.
When they have no respect for the law whatsoever.
None at all. And actually, Bill, the saddest thing about it is people are glued to their TVs to help find out how it's going to go in the democratic process when we live in a Republican nation, and the popular vote is just a consensus. What the hell does it have to do with anything?
It has absolutely nothing to do with
anything. And so that means that Al Gore and, New World Order Jr. there are lying to you, and they are committing treason right to your face on television every time they get on there with that sweet smile. And
that's
how we
absolutely correct. But the only way that they...
all over again.
Yeah, the only way that they're able to do it, though, is because the American people are so ignorant about their history,
mm-hmm.
about the foundations of the nation, about the Constitution, about what it's all about. They have no conception of what it is that's actually happening.
So I hope you'll just bear with me for one more second. This is a little bit shaking. I have in front of me Car Technology for October 2000. And it goes to people in IT businesses and everything like that. And there's an ad on here. And if you'll indulge me for a second, sir, you'll understand why you feel the emotion in my voice over the phone line here.
Well, go ahead, because I've already sensed that, and I know that whatever you're going to say is probably pretty important, so go ahead.
It says, no assembly, no spare parts required. A fully integrated reader, decoder, and display device, the DS Delta Sierra Verify 2D from Datastrip offers users the most versatile standalone device in its class. I'll skip down for speed. The DS Verify 2 delivers enhanced decoding compatibility, quickly and accurately decoding 2D superscript, OCRB, and other barcode symbologies to support a variety of ID and biometric applications, including national ID programs, driver's licenses, passports, access control, and health cards.
Yeah. Well,
and this is an ad.
We all know that stuff.
This isn't new, man.
Well, I know it's not new. It's been there for a long time.
We're out here thinking, oh yes, old Bill and people over it. If I could say my website, I would. I didn't call in certainly to get any exposure, but I want you to know that I have you listed. We have you linked out, and we don't try to steal anything from
you. Well, if you want me to say your website on the air, then you email me your website so I can look at it. Because unless I've looked at a website, it's not going over the air.
I'm sure you understand. We don't have banners and all these things just for that reason. Mm.
Well, I just don't.
You can't tell who is behind what you're endorsing.
That's right. So I don't endorse anybody unless I know. And that's the way it is.
We wear our shirts inside out because I'll be damned if I'm going to wear a shirt that says Nike, the God of War, on it
What does that mean? Every time I, you see me and I have my Nike shirt on, I'm going to kick the crap out of you potentially?
Well, if you understand if you understand that, why would you even buy a Nike shirt?
Oh, well, you know.
That's what I have to ask.
Illustrative.
I know that, but I'm talking to millions of people, and I have to make
true.
I have to make certain points. If
absolutely.
You know that, and now you all do know that, why would you ever buy a Nike shirt or Nike shoes or Nike anything else? Nike was the god of war.
Since you're clarifying something, you know, this chip thing here, this is just the beginning. These people, and I heard you say something about 6 months ago, and I'll be honest with you, Bill, if I would have seen you, I think I would have spit at you, but I would not let that reptilian part of my brain take over, you know, the instinct. And I used my common sense, and I went and checked it out. And lo and behold, I want to tell you, you're absolutely correct about something. There is no rapture before all of this takes place. So all these people who are not preparing and stocking up,
yeah, they think they're
a mistake.
They think they're going to escape. Not only that, but they're so arrogant. They're so arrogant
that
before Jesus chooses them, they actually are so arrogant that they think they believe they know the mind of God and that they are one of the 144,000. And I'm telling you right now, that arrogance absolutely, before anything else is even considered, will condemn them.
Well, how about this? How many people that are listening right now to you and I have a conversation over the phone realize that this conversation, if they had it, makes them dangerous too? That's probably half the reason that they won't go there and think it. But how many people who are listening think that Jesus belongs on the cross? The whole concept of that is nuts. He rose from the dead, people, to cover a debt we no longer have to make daily.
That's right.
He shed his blood for me and you.
Yeah, but
and
only.
You don't understand it.
But it only counts if you believe in him.
That's right, and I believe it, and I will die for it, but I will do more than die for it. I will live for it.
There you go.
And it is beautiful. Every day I become a little bit more mature in the spirit, and I realize how wonderfully beautiful everything in life is. It is just so wonderful. It really is, and I hope that people don't, you know, think that enlightenment means imprisonment. The truth shall set you free. It may not make you free here on earth, but God did say, beware where you lay your treasures, for that's where they are.
That's right.
Well, if you're so worried about the earth, well, you're not in Jesus' eyes.
That's right. That's why I say.
No, you're not.
That's why I've always said, if you're a Christian and you're afraid to die, you can't possibly.
You have no clue what it is.
That's right. You can't possibly be a Christian.
That's right. You cannot know what it is. It's okay to be afraid.
It's okay to be afraid of pain.
You're sure. Who wants to die?
It's okay.
It's scary.
No, that's not true. If you're a Christian, you cannot be afraid of
dying. You know what I mean.
You can be afraid of pain. You can be afraid of the physical process of dying.
Right. You're only afraid of the physical process.
The pain that's attached to it and those other things, yes.
Right.
But not of dying.
Not of dying. I cannot wait. I mean, I am not suicidal. But I look forward to that.
Well, it's kind of the law of the universe that if you commit suicide, you're in trouble.
The lack of bullshit, excuse me.
Well, you can use that word on this broadcast. I use it all. In fact, that's my favorite word. I throw it in the face of people who claim to believe in freedom of speech, but don't. I got to let you go because, you know, you've been on here a long time. We're running out of time. I want to let some other people in.
All right.
Thanks for calling.
Well, God bless you.
You too. 520-333-4578 is the number. It's your turn. 520-333-4578 is the number. Now, like I said before, I'm not preaching to you. I'm not telling you what to believe. I'm telling you what my understanding is. And I'm trying to save the soul of that young man who called the other night, who claimed to be a Christian. If he really is, this whole broadcast is designed to try to steer him right. If he really is a Christian, if he really wants to be a Christian, that's what this is all about. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hey, which version of the Bible am I supposed to pick? There's so many different ones.
Well, which Bible do you want to pick?
Well, I mean, I walked into a store. They've got the Gideon Bible.
Wait a minute. What religion do you belong to?
Christianity.
What church?
No church.
You're a liar. Bye. He's a liar. He says, I said, what church do you belong to? Christianity. What church? No church. He's a liar. He's not a Christian. He's trying to set me up to compare Bibles. There is no comparison. The only legitimate Bible is the oldest Bible that you can get and read, and that goes back to the Aramaic, the Greek, and the Hebrew. Good evening. You're on the air.
Good evening, Louis. Nick from New York.
Hello, Nick.
I lost most of the show through static from about 10:15.
I can't help that, and I don't take reception reports.
What do you want to talk about? I'm just saying... What do you want to talk about? Well, it's about the Bible.
Yeah.
Last I heard, you mentioned how this person might have gotten this type of information. And
somebody taught it to him because Jesus never said it, which means he was sitting in a pew in some church or listening to some radio or watching some TV program where some minister actually working on behalf of Lucifer or Satan taught him that. Taught him that Jesus said that when Jesus did not. Those words came from the mouth of Satan. Satan is the only one, the only supernatural being that is interested in ruling over the affairs of men.
I totally agree with you. But I would like to ask you a question. Have you ever heard of the book New Age Bible Versions by Riplinger?
Yeah, but why would I ever read it? I'm a Christian. I'm not interested
in a
New Age Bible.
No. This is an expose book. The 700.
Okay. I know what you're talking about. Yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
You know, I'm going through it for the third time.
Yeah, it talks about all these different Bible translations and New Age Bibles confuse people. But people confuse themselves when they buy those Bibles.
Oh, no. But this is how, you know, I can understand how some people can, you know, because...
Oh, this young man was not into that. I guarantee you he was not a New Age guy. He was a Pastor Pete Peters guy, is what he was.
Because this book itself is, you know...
I understand, but that guy was the Pastor Pete Peters guy, and we're out of time. I got to let you go.
Okay, God bless you,
folks. God bless you, too. Good night, folks. God bless each and every single one of you. Good night, Allison, Pooh, and Annie. I love you.
All of a sudden, in the middle of the night, there's a loud knock on your door. Behind, something's not right.
Let your
hands. It's
not
past
three. We're here from the
government
to help you.
For all of you who normally listen to this broadcast who are not Christians, I want to say this. I normally don't do this, and I was not preaching tonight. I was not trying to tell you what you should believe or not believe. I was talking only to Christians and solely to Christians, people who claim to believe as I believe. And I was trying to save the soul of one lonely member of my belief who called in the other night and who was absolutely lost in a lie. And that was the sole intent of tonight's broadcast, was to rescue one of my own, not to proselytize anyone else or to preach to anyone else. If you were a Christian and you listened to this broadcast, you understood it all. If you were not, you may have become lost in all of the things that we discussed. If you're interested in knowing about any of these things, go to someone who is really a Christian and ask them questions. And tell them, you know, I don't want to be a Christian. I just want to learn about this stuff. And I think that they'll be happy to sit down and talk to you about it. That's about it, folks. Don't miss Monday's broadcast. Tomorrow night will be a rerun. Are you listening, WBCQ? Tomorrow night will be a rerun because it's Thanksgiving, and I'm not going to do a live show.
Iron Mountain, computer beasts, and cattle mutilation. Black projects, UFOs, and weird genetic combinations. The Nazi doctors didn't die. Come on, get him. They came here with the OSS, your Operation Paperclip. National ID, debit card? Yeah. Vaccination biochip, milk carton kits, genetic engineering. Clinton says her health plans for you and your own good. Sure. And Adolf Hitler's Robin Hood.
Hello.
Masonic mind manipulation.
They have. Who are you trying to read?
Biochip implantation. Vaccinate your kid for UN identification.
This is a test for all of us. So I have today just one simple request. A comprehensive package of healthcare benefits that are always there and can never be taken away. Never be taken away.
Atmospheric. Social illusion. Media hype. Plan confusion. Masonic religion, it's a liar. Got you praying for a Luciferian Messiah.